School teachers in Tennessee may soon be allowed to carry concealed guns without having to tell students or colleagues. State lawmakers passed the firearm bill this week, and the state's Republican governor, Bill Lee, is expected to sign it. There were protests in the chamber from some students, parents, and teachers. They were shouting, "Blood on your hands." One opponent of this bill is Sarah Shoup Newman. She's a parent at Covenant School in Nashville. That's where an awful mass shooting last year killed 3 children and 3 adults. Many Covenant parents and teachers were among the protesters in the State House yesterday. Newman co-founded the group Covenant Families for Brighter Tomorrows. Today, she is representing her own views. Sarah, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me.
This bill is designed, according to proponents, to protect students from active shooters. Does it, in your view?
I think that it falls short of that and can actually cause more harm for our communities. The bill itself, and I will say I support SROs and security in schools.
That is student resource officers, SROs?
Security resource officers, sorry.
Okay.
I do fully support actual security in our schools to protect our children. I very firmly believe that burden cannot be placed on anybody with direct student responsibility, especially teachers, and that's research backed by the FBI, by the National Association of SROs, talked with many firearm instructors across our state. It's firmly felt that that's not the role for our teachers to play in this.
You, Sarah, are a parent at Covenant School, the site of that horrific, deadly mass shooting last year. How do you think about that awful event and how that connects to your view of this bill?
I think a lot of parents are disappointed. I think we know what's really needed in an active shooter situation. And many of us do believe in school security and SROs, but we want real security for our kids, not false assurance. And quite frankly, I mean, even talking to the security experts and people who do active shooter drills, they've all said the gun that you would conceal carry is a joke compared to this. Like, those people are just going to be annihilated. And I don't want to put our teachers at risk like that. None of us do. They are absolute heroes and they deserve real protection.
I want to play a brief piece of sound from a proponent of this law who says it will protect students in classrooms. This is Ryan Williams, one of the Republicans in the state legislature who supported the bill.
Currently, it's just one of those gun-free zones where people know they can go there and take advantage of folks.
And there is research from the Center for Gun Violence Solutions at Johns Hopkins suggesting if handled correctly, concealed carry laws can lead to reductions in violence. What do you make of that argument?
I see his point on that, but I just think that that's false. Most of our schools have SROs here, and in regards to the Covenant School, we did have trained people to carry, so it's simply not true. If there are buildings and places that are gun-free zones and they, you know, have children and they want to protect those with proper security, I understand that. But that argument just doesn't withstand. I mean, let's look at Uvalde or Parkland or these places that had SROs and had police there, and the outcome was horrific.
Hmm. Finally, Sarah, as you know, the Tennessee Governor Bill Lee is expected to sign this bill into law. And if you look across the country, about half the states now allow teachers or school employees to carry guns with concealed carry permits. Do you sense the momentum policy-wise is going against you?
I don't see it from our citizens. And I would hope that Bill Lee will veto this. That's my expectation for him. I think that the bill should go to summer study and that it should be done properly and exclude anybody with direct student responsibility as recommended by the FBI and other security things across our nation. I don't think this is what our people want. I mean, I'm just one person and wrote an open letter to our legislators, and in less than a week got almost 6,000 signatures, including educators, principals, the director of schools, college professors, police officers. I'm not seeing who wants this bill.
Sarah Shoup Newman is a parent at the Covenant School in Nashville, and she opposes the bill that has just made it through the Tennessee legislature. Sarah, thanks much for the time.
Thank you.